G'day you mob and welcome to Aussie English. I am your host Pete and my objective here is to teach you guys the English spoken down under. So whether you want to sound like a fair dinkum Aussie or you just want to understand what the flippin' hell we're on about when we're having a yarn, you've come to the right place. So sit back, grab a cuppa and enjoy Aussie English. Let's go. Guys, I am back. Long time no see. Long time no see. How's it going? My voice is finally back. My goodness. My goodness. It is so good to be able to speak again without sounding like someone who smokes a pack a day and has done so for the last 50 years. My voice totally went, guys. I was sick as a dog, as you may or may not be aware. So for the last, probably last month, I have been unable to create any new content for the Aussie English podcast that I thought would be presentable, right? It was crazy. I could not talk at all. I sounded like some sort of croaky, angry frog. Absolutely crazy. Anyway, today is the first episode where we're trying out a new format for these expression episodes. So, as usual, welcome to the Aussie English podcast, guys. This is the number one place for anyone and everyone wanting to learn Australian English, culture, history, news, current affairs, everything like that. So, if you are a migrant in Australia, a student in Australia, someone who's traveling in Australia or thinking about doing any of those things in the future, this is the podcast for you, okay? So, yeah, that's what I've been up to recently, guys. I tell you what, it has not been fun. It's been a lot of work. I tell you what, since Noah has gone back to daycare, we moved him into a new daycare where he is with a lot more children. It has just been full on. One disease after another has been brought into the house. I tell you what, so it hasn't been fun. It has not been fun. Before we get into today's episode, I have a news story of the week. A Sydney woman received the shock of her life this week when she opened a bag of lettuce that she bought from Aldi and discovered an unwanted guest. Cold, dazed, and confused, a venomous baby pale-headed snake was found hiding inside the packet amongst the leaves of the lettuce. It's thought to have unwittingly hitched a ride from Queensland to Sydney on a 2,000-kilometre road trip, showing that even animals without legs can get itchy feet. Wildlife Services drove the reptile 1,000 kilometres back north to Toowoomba and released it in the region where the lettuce had been picked. The snake was last seen slithering off quickly into the bushes after being reminded by its rescuers that you don't win friends with salad. You get that reference? That's from The Simpsons. That is from The Simpsons.
You don't win friends with salad.
You don't win friends with salad. You don't win friends with salad.
You don't win friends with salad.
You don't win friends with salad.
You don't win friends with salad.
You don't win friends with salad. You don't win
friends with salad. All right, joke time, guys. Joke time. If you weren't sick of the jokes that I just told you in that little snippet. So what do you call a rainbow without any colours? What do you call a rainbow without any colours? A plainbow. Get it? It's plain because it has no other colours, right? It has no colours, it's plain. There you go. All right. So, moving on. Today, we are tackling the expression to chase rainbows. To chase rainbows. So, before we get into the expression and what it means, as usual, you guys know that I break down the words in the expression, right? So, chase. To chase something. If you chase something, you pursue something in order to catch it or in order to catch up to it. And those are two interesting verbs. We've turned one of those into a phrasal verb, right? We've got you catch something, right? Someone might throw you a ball and you catch it. Or maybe you go fishing and you catch a fish. But if you catch up with something or catch up to someone or something, it is that you've pursued that thing and then you've reached it, right? So imagine you're in a race, you're running a race and you want to catch up to someone. It's that you want to reach them in that race. You probably want to overtake them, right? Go in front of them, but you want to catch up with them. You want to catch up to them first. A rainbow. I'm sure you guys will know what a rainbow is. It is that arc of visible colors in the sky that is caused by refraction and dispersion of the sun's rays, of the sun's light, when there is rain or water droplets in the atmosphere. So, whenever it rains and for whatever reason there's a gap in the clouds and the sun's light is coming through, when it hits those droplets of water and refracts, when the light bends, you see these different colors and you see it in the form of a rainbow. So, it is generally red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. Those are the colors. And did you know double rainbows, where you see these two arcs of colors, are formed when sunlight is refracted twice within the droplet of rain? So, the violet light that reaches the observer's eyes is coming from the higher raindrops and the red light from the lower raindrops. And so, we end up with this insane double rainbow, right? And I think you may even see triple rainbows sometimes if you're lucky enough. And there was an amazing video that went viral probably a decade or so ago from a guy called Yosemite Bear in the Americas. And I think he was tripping on mushrooms. I think he'd eaten some mushrooms and was high. But the video shows him being brought to tears by seeing this beautiful double rainbow in the sky. And I think the reason it went viral is because you can just hear in this guy's voice the sheer joy, the sheer glee, the happiness that he gets from just experiencing this beautiful moment in nature. It is a phenomenal tear-jerking video. So, I'll play a bit of it now for you guys.
Whoa, that's a full rainbow all the way. Double rainbow. Oh, my God. It's a double rainbow all the way. Whoa! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Woo! Oh wow! Double rainbow all the way across the sky. Oh my God!
Anyway, so if you chase rainbows, obviously, you could use this literally if you are pursuing a rainbow for whatever reason. Maybe you're looking for the gold at the end of a rainbow, right? That sort of leprechaun, I think it's an Irish fairy tale where you try and get to the end of the rainbow and at the end of it, you find a leprechaun with a little pot of gold. But figuratively, we use this to mean that someone is pursuing unrealistic or fanciful goals, right? They're chasing things that are impossible. The idea being that you're never actually going to reach the end of a rainbow because when you see a rainbow in the sky, you can only see it from a certain distance, right? It's always the same distance from you. So, you can never actually approach a rainbow. No matter how you move, it's always that same relative distance away from you, right? Due to the refraction of the light and everything. So, that's why it's impossible to get to the end of a rainbow. A really, really good Aussie expression that I thought of while writing this episode was, you're dreaming, right? You're dreaming. So, this was made famous by the movie The Castle, which I recommend you all go and check out, where the father of the family, Daryl, is always saying, tell him he's dreaming. So, his sons are always looking through the newspaper for secondhand goods that they can buy and then hopefully sell at a profit. And Daryl, the dad, is always like, what's he asking? How much money does he want for, you know, jousting sticks or a fridge or whatever it is? The kids say the price, it's always too high. And so, Daryl's always like, dreaming. Tell him he's dreaming. I'll play a bit of it for you now.
Steve is an apprentice mechanic, but he spends most of his time reading the Trading Post. He just loves buying and trading.
Ergonomic chairs, four of them.
What do you want?
180.
He's dreaming.
Dad, 450.
But jousting sticks, tell him he's dreaming.
Dad, some guy's selling an overhead projector.
Nah. Now hang on, Steve. What's he asking?
150.
Tell him he's dreaming.
Yeah.
Dad, What's a pulpit?
Where the minister gives his sermon from. How much?
800?
Dream it.
So where does this weird term come from, this expression to chase rainbows? The term comes from the old tale about finding a crock of gold, so a metal pot of gold, when you dig at the end of a rainbow, right? Tied in with that leprechaun fairy tale. All right, so as usual, I want to take you through some examples of how I would use this expression to chase rainbows in everyday English. But before we get into that, guys, did you know that reading whilst listening to English is the best way to learn new vocabulary? Research shows that this is much more effective than just reading material or just listening to material in English. It's the best way to learn and remember vocab, read and listen at the same time. That's why every single episode of the Aussie English podcast comes with a full transcript so you can do exactly that, read whilst you listen. In fact, there's over 900 episodes and transcripts to go with them. You can download the PDF, you can print it, you can write notes on it, you can highlight new vocabulary, and most importantly, you can read whilst you listen to each episode. Also, members get access to the premium podcast player that shows the text and moves it up the screen whilst you are reading and listening on your phone, your tablet, or your computer. So if your goal is to learn and remember more vocabulary, to expand your vocab in English, make sure that you sign up to become a premium podcast member today at aussieenglish.com.au/podcast. Let's get back to the episode. All right, so let's go through some examples of how I would use the expression to chase rainbows in everyday life. Example number one. Imagine that when my wife first got pregnant, we were on the way to starting our family. I was really pumped up and really keen to have a lot of children. I was saying to Kel, you know, it's going to be great. We'll have 5 kids. It's going to be awesome to have such a huge family. Kel had other ideas. She was not plussed about the idea of having 5 kids. She was not enthusiastic. She wasn't pleased. And she told me that I was dreaming, that that was never going to happen. She told me I was chasing rainbows. I was pursuing fanciful goals, things that were impossible, things that were never going to happen. I was chasing rainbows. Example number two. Imagine that you're a keen investor, right? You love buying and trading shares on the stock market in order to earn a crust, in order to make a living. One day you're hoping that you'll be able to strike it rich by picking the right stock when it's cheap, seeing it shoot up, seeing it rocket up in value, and then selling it at the perfect time. You know it's a long shot, you know it's probably never going to happen, you know things aren't that easy, and that you are probably chasing rainbows. You are probably dreaming. You're chasing rainbows. Example number three. When I was a kid, when I was 18 years old, I had just got my license, and I remember I'd saved a little bit of money to buy a car, but it was by no means enough to actually get the car that I wanted. So I remember asking my parents, you know, can you give me some money to help me buy my Holden or Ford wagon, the car that I really wanted? And they told me I was dreaming. They told me I was chasing rainbows. They told me I was barking up the wrong tree. I was asking the wrong person. They said, you know what? We want you to get a car. We want you to do it on your own, though. You've got Buckley's chance. You got no hope. You got no chance of getting money from us. We'll support you, just not financially. So, I was chasing rainbows when I asked my parents to give me some money to buy a car. I ended up having to just get a job at a pizza shop, working my butt off for about 6 months, and then I could eventually afford my own car. It was an amazing feeling. I remember that, shopping around, buying the car, and then driving it, and, you know, driving it on my own. There was no one else in the car to have to watch me or monitor me because I had my license. So, there you go, guys. That is the expression to chase rainbows. Remember, it means that you are pursuing unrealistic or fanciful goals, things that are unlikely or almost certainly impossible. They're very unlikely to ever occur, right? They are fanciful or unrealistic. So now let's go through a little pronunciation exercise. This is your chance to practice your pronunciation, so listen and repeat after me, okay? Let's go. 2. To chase. To chase rainbows. 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 I've been chasing rainbows. You've been chasing rainbows. He's been chasing rainbows. She's been chasing rainbows. We've been chasing rainbows. They've been chasing rainbows. It's been chasing rainbows. Great work, guys. Remember, if you're trying to work on your pronunciation, make sure that you check out my Australian pronunciation course at aussieenglish.com.au/APC, and you'll get all of the different sounds in Australian English. You'll get tutorials on how to pronounce them, how to say them. You'll be able to also practice with all the different exercises in there. I teach you the International Phonetic Alphabet, the IPA, and how to use that. And then after you've sort of learnt all those basic sounds, there are 25 advanced Australian pronunciation lessons in there that will help you sound much more like an Aussie when speaking English. So go and check that out. All right, guys. So to finish up, I thought I would try and find an Aussie fact to tie in with both rainbows and snakes, as that was the story at the start of this episode. And I thought, you know what? The rainbow serpent or rainbow snake. So this is something that we learnt about in school, and it is an ancestral godlike being that many Indigenous Australian groups believe created them and the earth and everything on the earth. It has many different names in different Indigenous languages and is a common motif in Indigenous religion and art. The being is not always linked to a rainbow nor to a snake, but there's usually a link to rain or water. Scholars believe the link between a snake and a rainbow is related to the cycle of the seasons, blue being for water, red for summer, yellow for spring, and orange for autumn, and the importance of water being related to human life. When a rainbow appears in the sky, it's believed that the rainbow serpent is moving from one waterhole to another, and this divine concept explained why waterholes never completely dried up in the desert during periods of drought. The rainbow serpent is viewed as the giver of life through its connection with water, but can also be a destructive force if angered. It's one of the most common and well-known Aboriginal stories in Australia that also still remains a huge part of Indigenous society and culture. And it's also one of the oldest continuing religious beliefs in the world as well. So today's challenge for you guys is to research, what is your local Indigenous group? Who are the Indigenous people who live where you currently are if you're in Australia? And then more importantly, what is the word that they have for the rainbow serpent? Or what's the equivalent if they don't actually have the rainbow serpent? So go and do some research and check that out. Anyway, thank you so much for joining me today, guys. It's been a ripper of an episode. I've enjoyed doing this thoroughly. I hope you got a lot out of it, and I'll see you next time. Peace.